Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. Always the case. Always got the busy throat. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. I wasn't talking like this just 5 seconds ago. Joining me, as we do when he's above the surface of the water, is you can get him in the written word because he's a writer, and you can get him, you can listen to him because he's a podcaster. He is Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I've picked up a cold. I'm going to blame you.
Feel free. I mean, I for whatever reason, I continue to be congested. I think some of it might be allergies.
Right. Yep.
But I don't know.
I went to visit our friends in Florida.
Right.
Every state should have a gun rights advocate rally where you get to visit with friends, and you'll find that you'll pull people from adjacent states as well. We had people come all the way from California to attend. It's energizing. You get your enthusiasm back. But I don't think there's a day that goes by when something in Florida is not discharging pollen. I noticed my car was green, and this was in early February. I ran it through a car wash, cleaned the insides. Man, and it's already bothered me. So, and that was a week ago.
Yeah. The one thing I can say about Camden, Tennessee, when we went in June, I don't remember there being a lot of pollen there. It was just sweltering.
Right.
But anyway.
And that's anyway. Before you get down and roll in the dust.
Right. Right.
All right. Someplace where there isn't a lot of dust right now. So two police officers are doing a platform check on the Chicago Transit Authority's elevated platforms. And what do they find? But two guys standing there, and one kid's getting off a train and he's smoking already. And they say, "Hey, young man, that's not, oh, what is it you have there? We're no longer concerned about the cigarettes or the joint. That looks like a 15 and a 16-year-old carrying a handgun and a rifle openly." Now, this is just a little after midnight. They might have thought cops are usually in bed by that time. Not this time. They're both charged with unlawful weapons possession, but their status as juveniles, 15 and 16-year-olds, will allow them to escape without – they probably won't serve a day. Now, the 15 and 16-year-olds can effectively go armed on the L as criminals, but if you did that, you'd be behind bars for a week before they'd get to you.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, and the tragic news, besides that these kids, you know, somebody's parenting job severely failed here, but also these so-called gun-free zones, they are going to get more and more of us hurt.
Well, gun-free zones are deadly. They are deadly. Absolutely deadly. And
right.
The thing about the gun-free zone, and I don't know why people don't say this more often, but I mean, if somebody's going to impose a gun freeze, most of the time, if it's a government doing it, if it's local government or whatever, when you go into the gun free zone, there's guns all around you. There'll be cops over here, you know, courthouse, police department. Some buildings, of course, don't have that in government, but most of the time they have some sort of armed presence. But like if it's like, you know, the downtown sock place, and they put up a gun-free zone in the sign there because they're like, well, I'm going to keep my patrons safe. Well, they don't have any mechanism there to actually enforce the gun-free zone besides the requisite sticker that each state seems to have their own little sticker that makes it official that it's a gun-free zone.
The thing that drives me crazy, you can be driving right past a school. Oh, there's a ball field. Oh, it's Friday night. All the school officials are gone. Some kids are playing ball. Maybe it's a sports team working out. Sometimes it's a concert. Those are often gun-free zones. And I'm going, by what feat of magic were the firearms removed?
It's not, you know,
anyway.
It's definitely one of those things where it... I don't know why we don't push for a law to where, and I've seen, I think Wisconsin was going to do one, but where they get out there and we say to them, okay, you want to have a gun-free zone, that's fine. But you are liable if a rampage killer comes in here and hurts me or kills one of mine or kills me. And, you know, that means you have to have like an armed presence in here to repel said bad guy. Or something like that to where there is a... Now, there's all kinds of penalties if you violate the gun-free zone if you're just a law-abiding citizen.
Yes.
But there's no recourse. If you abide by the law and then somebody rolls in there, we can't hold that person who opted for the gun-free zone to be held accountable for it. But, you know, I'm waiting. I'm sure that'll come around. I hope so.
We have, yeah, I get it 100%. And the minor argument is, well, you didn't have to come in. Okay. Now, the thing that bothers me, and they did fix this in Arizona. Maybe there's a municipal utility. I want to go pay my electric bill, my water bill. If that's a gun-free zone, there has to be a secured and guarded place to store your firearms. It's not, oh, I've got to dump it in my car. No. Wear it into the atrium. I'd like to check in my firearm. Here's my gun. Give me the key. Because that means in front of a police officer, we're handling firearms, which is really one of the most dangerous things you can do with them. Once they're on, they're secure. But we're gonna put them on and off in public. That's not smart.
No.
I've got just enough time.
Yeah.
Can I bring you a self defense gun story, or was there more you wanted to say about the gun-free zone?
Please do.
And it came to mind because this is out in Phoenix, Arizona. It happened last week. You pull into a convenience store. It's Saturday night. The sun set about a half hour ago. You're standing next to your car pumping gas, and this stranger comes up next to you, and you're all, yes? No, actions speak louder than words. This guy has a gun in his hand, and he points it at you. Is it a surprise that he tells you to hand over everything? And you say, okay, I'll take care of it. Here, let me get you my backpack. It's in the car. But instead of a backpack, that's where you keep your gun. And you take it out of your car. You shoot your attacker at least three times. That's when the attacker drops his gun. You stop shooting. You back away. The guy tries to run. He falls. You call 911 and ask for help. You stay at the scene. What's not clear is if you went inside the convenience store to make the call. But police come and take your attacker's gun, EMTs transport him to the hospital, and he's in serious condition, but he's expected, he died. The police interviewed the store clerk who saw the attack. He recognized you as a regular customer. You're not charged with a crime. Well, we've got, a minute left?
Oh, no. We're going into break. You got to finish this on the
next side. Okay. Yeah.
Which he will. We're talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Time for a Claritin. I'll have to take one in the next break. Joining me again, because I had to interrupt him in the middle of his oratory, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. You were saying, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot we can learn from the millions of self-defense events that happen each year. I mean, that's an everyman story. We've all been there. you're coming back from work. Maybe you're going out for the evening. I mean, it's a Saturday night just after sundown. I don't think of that as dangerous. It's not, you know, next to a CD bar at 2 a.m. No, it's just an everyman story. And this man was armed. Now, he had his gun in his car. Was it in a backpack? Was it in a briefcase? Was it mounted under the dashboard? I don't know. But wouldn't it have been better if he were armed? Because if you're depending on the guy to let you get to your gun, you're counting on luck. And that's not a great plan. The great news is he didn't, he recognized when he was in danger. He defended himself. And equally important, when the guy dropped the gun and starts to fall down, he said, okay, it's no longer a gun problem, which now, and you and I have talked about this. It's amazing to me that so many individuals, I mean, 10 seconds earlier, he wasn't in a gunfight. And now the gunfight's over, and he goes, okay, I have to stop shooting.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's hard.
Yes, it is hard. It's probably a little bit like being in a traffic accident, wouldn't you say?
Right. Yes. You're all
sudden T-boning or something like that.
And in the sense that it's over before you really have a chance to think about it.
Right.
So we don't know how he got to his gun without getting shot. And it brings something up. When you and I were first training with firearms, we used to think, man, you know, I'm pretty fast. I train. I'm pretty quick. Look, I can get on target and, you know, 1.1, 1.2, two shots. And then we go, okay, I can maybe shoot him before he shoots me, but can I defend myself enough that I'm not going to get shot? So then you go, oh, you know what? Here, take my wallet, take my backpack, take my three suitcases, and while you're holding that, here, I'll hold your gun, and now I can defend myself.
I don't remember quite putting it in those terms. I've always thought that in that event, especially now, I'd probably be able to pull it off really, really well. I'd probably grab my chest and start gasping. Because you're talking about distraction and everything, and yeah, that would work. I mean, that is a key that can be used. That's actually a hand-to-hand combat technique.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's a, you know, the,
yes, exactly.
It's a feint, which is camouflaging the attack, and what you're trying to do is get him to shift focus and everything. And when that happens, and that mind shifts for a second, then you've just taken the edge away from him. Because normally they're going to be, what, really jacked up, wouldn't you think? They're going to be just all kinds of just...
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, just major.
Well, and that makes me wonder immediately, if you've got hand-to-hand skills and you shoot somebody twice and they're stepping back, firearms owners are taught to create distance.
Right.
If you've got great hand-to-hand skills and there's any sort of obstructions around, a gas pump, a car, I've met some knife fighters who would go, no, I'm closing in. I'm going to grab the knife, and if this guy's still standing, they'll stab you until he's not.
Yeah.
But, wow, there is a practice to that, and this is not basic firearm safety. This is not basic marksmanship. This is not even concealed carry. This is close quarters combat. Well, okay, when did you learn to present effectively, consistently? Wow.
Yeah.
So that's we don't think of it as an advanced skill. There are some self-defense courses that teach it. Hey, if you're going to learn in our concealed class, we're at least going to walk you through it once. But there are classes that will focus on this. And, Bill, what do we have, 5 million new firearms owners last year?
I thought it was 15. Or that was 2020. Okay. That was 2020.
Okay.
You might be right about the 5 million.
So, great. Welcome to Armed America. And take that out of the class. Do more than watch it on YouTube, because it was so valuable to me have both instructors and competitors look at me and go, okay, when you're grabbing here to click, you know, we give each other lots of little tips. Lots of little tips.
Right.
You know, in theory, everybody's walking around with a cell phone camera. Here, hold my phone while I practice. It's faster to have a second set of eyes.
Well, I mean, the thing I like about Wing Chun is that Wing Chun, if you look at the starting postures of Wing Chun and the footwork of Wing Chun, it mirrors, even the ready position mirrors your draw on your pistol.
Interesting.
And
you know, makes perfect sense.
You know how Mr. Fisher had us taking our elbows and turning them down to extend out there and just absorb the whatever recoil you get out of a 9mm. That was part of the secret to his shooting, was the way he would take and turn his elbows down. That's the same thing with Wing Chun.
Interesting.
So with Wing Chun, the reason, and I mean, this is not a result of me doing exhaustive research trying to find the perfect hand-to-hand combat system that mimics what I do with a handgun. That's just a very happy accident. But as it works out, like if in the same vein where we're supposed to be getting off the X when the action starts, if the guy's throwing a right, I'm stepping to my right to get away from his inline power. And then when I step to my right, I'm not going to be angled or bladed against him. I'm going to be squaring up on him as I step. So it's actually in an octagonal shape. You're doing like 45-degree steps. And then from there, I can just step in and grab him by his face, literally, with two hands.
Yeah.
And just shove and then step back. And then when I've stepped back, I'm still squared up. And then if I have to go to a gun, well, now I'm in the perfect position to do so. Plus, I've probably knocked him on his back. And now I can just say, now I, you know, stay down there or whatever I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say in that circumstance. I hope I never actually cross over into that. But that's one of the things with that's why I continue to do this one, because it does. This is pure self-defense. It's nothing flashy. As a matter of fact, it looks almost uncouth, to be honest with you.
Well, it has to be explosive.
It is, yes. But I mean, with the funny thing about Wing Chun, where I've been in other martial arts systems where they have this kind of a punch and that kind of punch, they have one punch in Wing Chun.
Really?
And they do not kick above the knee. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News update. While we still don't know what the objects shot down in North American airspace are, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says we know what they aren't.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby joined Jean-Pierre at this morning's press briefing and said the objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron were flying much lower than the Chinese balloon and did pose a threat to commercial air traffic. Eight people injured when a 60-year-old man sped through the streets of New York City this morning in a U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage, which began in Brooklyn. Seven civilians and one police officer were injured. The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria has topped 35,000. The death toll rising as aid from countries like the U.S. arrives. The U.S. Air Force has brought in nearly 6,000 tons of equipment and aid. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morris. We were just talking about Wing Chun and how it can be employed by a gun carrier. And there is one small caveat to this, Rob.
What's that?
The really good Wing Chun practitioners, they practice on these wooden dummies. They call them mukjong. And it has arms and legs and everything on it. And you're using these to toughen, because you have to toughen your forearms, inner and outer, because you're using your forearms almost like a strike. So when somebody's coming in, when it looks like they're just throwing their hands out in front of them, what they're doing is they're actually trying to make contact with their arms. Because from there, they're going to go into a series of things which is referred to as, the exercise is called Chi Sao, which is where they're in contact and they're trying to break contact before the other person can counter them. And it feels like you're in a gang fight when you fight a Wing Chun master, because you're getting hit a lot. Rapidly.
Wow. Well, you're practicing a flurry of blocks and punches so that something comes up at you and you go, oh, here, now I know what to do. Boom. And it happens without thought.
Right. Well, I'm still in the thinking phase. My instructor, I'm very lucky to have an instructor. His name is Jason Coral. And Jason's instructor, his first instructor was Ted Wong. And Ted Wong's first instructor was Bruce Lee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ted Wong,
know the lineage.
Yeah. Ted Wong lived with him when Bruce Lee first came back to the United States when he was starting what Bruce Lee referred to his school as a Kun. And that's when he started teaching Wing Chun.
I have very little hand-to-hand experience, but what's amazing to me is the people who practice are, to me, blindingly fast because it's instinctive. Oh, here's a fist coming at me. I know, I don't even think about it. These are how my hands move when I see that. So it's more, it's not even reaction. It's just recognition. Oh,
right.
Boom. And there's the, and that's very much you and I used to call it. Did you hear the buzzer? meaning for people who are used to competing, and when they mess up, we call it buzzer brain, beep, time to go. You know, there's a threat, okay, now, no, not now, yes, now, boom, and you're ready to react. And those motions are thoughtless because you've practiced them.
Right. The thing about Wing Chun that over other martial arts systems is for somebody that's just looking for self-defense, if you are looking mm-hmm. for that automatic reaction, if you look at somebody like Chuck Norris, and Chuck Norris was, in his time, he was revolutionary because he could do everything with both sides of his body. Everything, every technique, he could do it with both sides. Ambidextrous all the way, but with both legs, both arms. He's eat up with arthritis now. Plus, he's in his 80s. And
right.
Ip Man, who was, or is it, yeah, Ip Man, his the Bruce Lee's instructor, could practice Wing Chun up to the time to where he was on his deathbed, because it's just that simple and that tight. And you're not doing the same things with your body that you do in some of these other systems, which are very impressive, but you have a very short lifespan, or very, you know, you're going to get hurt doing them, right? You're going to get hurt in life. Your hips are going to, something's going to happen with your hips. You're going to get arthritis and everything. And then all of a sudden you can't kick above your waist. And all of those techniques you learned prior to that just aren't going to work anymore. So now you have to switch, which is, that's always sort of, it's not the easiest thing to do in hand-to-hand combat, to switch your way of thinking after you have thought for X amount of time. So with Wing Chun, my Wing Chun instructor, he carries a gun. He carries a Glock 26. And his main thing is using Wing Chun to set up that distraction while I leisurely pull my weapon, you know?
To create the space and the time that he needs, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, and to watch him move, you would, if you're watching him explain it, you would laugh at him. But if you're standing in front of him and you're trying to defend against what he's doing, you're going to cry about it. Because it's sort of darting in and out. It looks like little Mike Tyson's in there, because there's a lot of movement going on, and they're moving. They're not standing still and trying to square up with anybody.
Right.
The problem is, it's just so simple. That's what makes it hard. But anyway, for a gunfighter, that would be a very good system. I think it's going to work for me very well. But the distraction thing, I like that.
I have a buddy who's been doing Aikido for 22 years. And I go, you know, he's working on, I forget which level of black belt. And I'm just, what's so amazing is he goes, and then he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
And late 50s. And he goes, and then I'll meet somebody who's like 65 in the next belt above me. And he goes, this lady, I outweigh her by 30 pounds. And I'm 7 or 8 years younger, and she can frustrate him. So it is an issue of fluency and mastery. And I would say self-defense with a firearm is the same way.
Indeed. It is a skill that can deteriorate if you do not practice. It's just like any other martial. It is a martial art, in fact. It is a full-fledged martial art. And
you know, Bill, isn't that interesting? When do we teach dry practice? We should teach it right after firearm safety. In fact, it's probably after concealed carry, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Ooh. Oh, well. We should get better.
Well, I mean, it's the people that get involved in that. The first thing is for them. When they get, how many people go straight? It's like they're fresh off the boat. They show up for their concealed carry permit. They have to cut the tape on the gun box to open it to get the gun out. They're like, which way does the bullets go in here? And so they're fresh off the boat. So they haven't had an opportunity to be taught anything just yet. So it's a thing.
Look at the difference in attitude. In martial arts, hand-to-hand combat, grappling, we expect you need fluency, you need practice. I don't care if you were a regional competitor 2 years ago, you need to go back and get on the mat. And yet we don't have that same attitude for armed defense. It's simpler in theory, but How about just a mental rehearsal? Okay, if you haven't presented in a while, please go create the sterile space you need. And if you haven't done it in very long at all, go review the rules of dry practice and get some reps in presenting your firearm. Better yet, now that the seasons have changed, put on your outside coat. Don't dress up all tactical. Get in your casual gear and make sure you can still present.
I'm trying to find, I don't know where it would be, and I haven't really looked at it that much, but most of the time when I carry a gun, I'm wearing sweatpants and I'm using a sticky holster.
Yes.
Now, you can draw from a sticky holster, and you can reholster it by pulling out the sticky holster, jamming it in, and sticking it back in inside your waistband. But that's how I carry. And right. I need to go to the range and just spend a day working that angle. Just cause.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, my guy Mark, he just had a pacemaker installed, so we couldn't train. We haven't been able to shoot anything for a little bit, but that's about to change, I think, next weekend, so we'll see. But anyway, we are about to head into the next break. One thing we have not done, because we've been talking, is we have not told everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It comes out once a week. I try and keep it under 20 minutes. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. We try and cover the news for the week, and that runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up on Amaland Shooting Sports News, where I write the Armed Citizens column.
His stuff gets reprinted all over the place, too. It shows up. I've seen it at Keep and Bear Arms. I've seen it at The Truth About Guns, which follows us today, and all this other stuff. So it's just he just out there. He just prolific. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and been talking with Rob Morse about a few different things here and there. I had a very unique experience the other day.
Yeah.
I really wish this kind of thing happened all the time, to be honest with you. But anyway, a listener of the show, of the podcast, I guess he got it via the podcast because they didn't have an affiliate down there. He just had retired from the Navy, and he loaded up his wife and his three dogs and hooked up the mobile home behind him and traveled all the way from Florida, where he was stationed, to Travelers Rest, South Carolina, which is just down the street from me, and wanted to meet. So I said, sure. Now, this guy, I did have some history with him because at one point he had sent me two Langdon Tactical Berettas to review on YouTube.
Okay.
So I knew this was, you know, I knew this wasn't anything bad or anything that was going to happen. So I just went there and I met him, and it was lovely. It was affirming. But then as we're sitting there and everything, as we're talking, he goes, "I have something for you." I'm like, okay. So we go to his truck, and we open his truck. He opens the door, and he looks in there and says, "That's for you." And I get in there behind his door, and there's a gun box. And he had brought his CZ-PO7, which he had 8,000 rounds through. This had been his carry gun forever. He was a gunner's mate. He ran a turret. He was one of the turret station supervisors in the Navy. So he had the gunner's mate skull and crossbones engraved right in front of the front sight. And down the length of the barrel, he had the big gun tube and then the shell exiting the big gun tube engraved down the length of the slide. And he gave me his carry gun.
Wow. Wow.
That was the most humbling experience I've had in a very long time. I don't mind having humbling experiences, but I mean, you've met Dan Korsanewski, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a listener. I'm sure he's one of yours as well. I've met him. I've met a guy named Craig Stevens who moved from New Jersey down here to South Carolina. And I actually met him after he messaged me wanting to know where he could get his New Jersey compliant AR-15 modified to take magazines. I said, well, down here this gun shop. So as I'm going in there to do something, he's going in there, and we meet. And whenever that happens, that's always sort of cool, and I don't get to do it enough. But it was interesting for me because I sat there for a moment, and I realized, and I'm interested to know what you think about this. In this broadcasting, podcasting profession, How much feedback do you actually get about what you do?
I ask for it. Each week on Self-Defense Gun Stories, I try and review the comments we received.
Right.
In some cases, they're asking a question or telling about a particular event that happened to them. Sometimes it's too delicate to talk about on the podcast. I really enjoy it because I'm having a conversation with them. Unfortunately, it can't always be face-to-face or keyboard-to-keyboard. But it's the same way. You know who you're talking to, Bill. Same people I'm talking to.
Well, the thing that I'm asking about that is, I don't ask for that. It's not because I'm out there and I'm like, I don't need any sort of this or that. That's not the reason. It's because if I sucked any worse at self-promotion, I would be a sinkhole. I mean, I just don't do it. I don't do it as a, it's not a rule of mine I've ever set out. I just don't remember to do it. Like, I won't get out here today and say, well, this show's available as a podcast on everywhere. And I won't also go and go check out my YouTube, Lock and Load Radio 1, and go like my page on Facebook, Lock and Load Radio. I won't do any of that because I just forget. I just forget. It was one of those things. The other thing was I was beginning to feel like, I was beginning to wonder about, is what I do effective? Does it have any sort of meaning beyond me just telling a bunch of things to a bunch of people who think like me? Does it have any other effect beyond that? What am I doing? What am I accomplishing with this? And meeting this guy, his name is Andy Heisek. Yeah. That sort of answered it. I didn't even know I was asking myself the question. But it sort of revealed itself when I met him because just how effusive everything was going. He was he sat there. He's a very consummate professional and everything when we were talking about the military part of it and everything, and then he started talking about guns and all these other things, and he even showed me a SIG P365 that I could probably carry because I don't particularly like that gun, and he'd taken his and modified his to a degree to where it worked, and it would work for me as well. So yeah, that was one of those moments where I sit back and go, okay, I didn't even know this was a thing. It's good to know.
Well, you know what? And like that Florida carry event that I went to, it is great to be around like-minded individuals because they have different strengths. It's not that I want to see somebody like me. Oh, no. I want to see someone who's looked at their own problems and I go, oh, I see what you're doing there. I hadn't thought of that. So even, and I think that happens, fortunately, to all of us. We all look at the world a little differently. And those different viewpoints are valuable.
Yeah. Perspective. It gives you a moment to step away from the way I've been looking at it versus the way somebody else might look at it. And I did not realize I needed it. I'm in that guy's debt now. I was humbled by the gesture. I found two hats. I tried to sell hats of the show. And The only hats that moved were the ones I gave away.
Okay.
And I had two hats, and I brought him a couple of caps because he and his wife both wore ball caps. And he wanted me to go in. We were at Starbucks, and I brought a Sharpie that didn't have any ink in it just in case he wanted me to sign it. So then I had to go get a Sharpie that had ink so I could sign it. And when I left them, they were wearing the ball caps and heading to other places.
Oh, how cool.
So, it was as much of a thrill for me to meet him as I hope it was for him to meet me. Because I definitely enjoyed that, so.
That's pretty cool. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to seem angsty, right? Because I'm not angsty. But I do sit out there sometimes and I'm wondering, what am I doing? Is this working?
Right.
Am I reaching people? And I, you know, I can look at numbers and say, well, I'm reaching that many people, but what do they think of it? Because I don't get, even on, I could look at yours. I could go look at what Self-Defense Gun Stories has for reviews, and I bet you have more reviews than I do. I'll bet you have more reviews than I do. Because everybody does.
Because you don't ask.
I don't ask.
Okay, hold on. This is where, buddy. Hi. Would you please go to the places where you subscribe to podcasts on iTunes? Look for Lock and Load Radio and leave Bill a rating and a comment. And then say, please add it in your comments. Bill, ask for more comments. Thank you.
That might work. That's probably what it's going to take. I'm probably going to have to start getting voiceovers from all of you guys that collaborate with me going, go leave a review for Bill's podcast.
Now you've planted that seed. Yeah. You look out, partner. It'll be in your email.
Yeah. Anyway.
How are we doing for time?
We got 40. We got enough time for you to tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Comes out once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. They're reliable as clockwork every Monday evening. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are about 2,000 articles there for you to review. From there, my writing is picked up at MLN Shooting Sports News, where I get to write the Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I also get to join Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I don't often get to ask those kind of questions of somebody, so it's nice to have somebody else is belting into a microphone. It's always good to talk to them. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.